The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
So over the weekend, it emerged that Junior Minister Emer Higgins has made an approach to Dublin City Council asking it to pause the introduction of a new traffic management plan for Dublin City Centre that's due to come into effect in August because of her concerns, as she stated, about the impact that it could have on jobs and retail sales in the city. We have two guests with us, Richard Guiney, Chief Executive of Dublin Town, and Michael Pidgeon, who is a Green Party councillor on Dublin City Council. Richard Guiney, if I can start with you, is that something that you've been telling Junior Minister Emer Higgins, that this plan for a different traffic management in Dublin city centre could impact on jobs and retail sales?
It's not something that we have directly relayed, but I do think that there is some merit in perhaps having a look at what we're doing here, and I still think there's a bit more planning to be done. I think there's confusion amongst the public, certainly a lot of anxiety amongst the business community, and I think, you know, there's one or two adjustments that would make the plan much more workable for everyone. So I think, you know, there is an opportunity to, you know, get this right.
We
should take that up.
What is supposed to happen, and what impact will it have if it does happen in August?
Yeah, at the moment, the proposal is for a bus gate on both the north and the south quays, and that's the extent of the...
But what does that mean, a bus gate? I mean, just to explain to those who might drive their cars into Dublin city centre.
So it means that at points on the quays, both the north and south quays, you wouldn't be able to drive a private vehicle. So that includes delivery vehicles, your private car, or whatever. That you wouldn't be able to go through. So there is a bus gate at the moment on College Green, for example, and I think people know they can't drive through College Green. So it's not pedestrianised. You can get buses through and taxis, whatever, but not private vehicles. So that's basically that's where it would be. And the idea is to, I suppose, to encourage people not to drive through the city, which isn't in itself is not a bad thing. Now, I think in terms of the overall proposals, I think the one or two adjustments would make it a lot more a lot more beneficial. And I think there is, just as you've asked, Matt, I think there is a lot of confusion amongst the public and certainly amongst the business community and anxiety. And I think, you know, it's probably worth getting the communications right in this. I think, you know, we need to bring people with us on the journey. So I think it's probably a good idea to, you know, to take that space and get it right.
Okay, Michael Pidgeon of the Green Party. Tell us, when Minister Emer Higgins makes a request to Dublin City Council to delay implementation to 2025, does Dublin City Council have to do as she asks, or can it ignore her?
It absolutely can ignore her, and to be honest, I think in a polite way, I think we should. It seems a bit bizarre to me that a government minister would be coming down to a council to talk about exactly where a bus lane should and shouldn't go. It seems kind of a bizarre thing. She's not involved in transport planning or anything like that. So I was a bit surprised when I heard, a junior minister has weighed in on this. And I think in some ways this is a decision for Dublin City Council management about when they're going to time it. But I think they should be very, very careful about giving into this sort of thing, because then every time they try and put a bin or a bench somewhere, you're going to have some junior minister for something popping in and saying, actually, I've received complaints.
But surely this is very different now to a bin or a bench. Surely this is something fundamental for people travelling from one side of the city to another, are trying to get in to do shopping or business in the city centre and finding it difficult to get to where they need to go to park.
I think it's been overplayed on that front. If you actually look at what's planned here, and what I find is a lot of people don't know, and they've read a headline saying it's a ban on cars or something, which has never been proposed and won't be proposed because we do need car access. What it is essentially a bus lane for probably about 30 metres on two sides of the quays.
But doesn't that have enormous knock-on effects as to where cars can actually go?
Not hugely. If you look at the morning peak on Bachelor's Walk, which is the busiest time of any of the quays, it's a very narrow quay as well. It's about, in an hour, it's about 270 cars. So that's kind of five or six a minute. I mean, it's not huge. The big difference that it does make too, though, is buses and bus users. Because if you're a regular bus user that comes into the city centre, you know it's often worth your while to just hop off before you even touch the quays, because the quays are a nightmare when it comes to congestion. Some parts of the quays are really wide, there's loads of space, there's no problem, there's no bottleneck. But some parts, in particular like Bachelor's Walk, it gets very, very narrow and very, very tight and naturally very congested. So I think, like, there are always going to be people who are opposed to this sort of plan, who don't agree with it. I get the sense, to be honest, they're not going to suddenly agree with it in winter, spring, summer or fall. You know, I think regardless of the timing, they're going to be opposed to it. So I think we should just push on, because otherwise we'll just end up endlessly deferring this.
Okay, but the Green Party has put out a statement saying that Eimear Higgins is acting on behalf of car park owners.
Yeah.
Why do you think that? Because my immediate interpretation of this is that this is entirely with the general election in mind, that Fine Gael is looking at the potential in the general election for people to say they're going to vote against the government in the belief that the government has actually enforced the changes to car measures in Dublin.
Yeah, well, I wrote that statement. The reason I said she's doing the work of car park owners is because of the organisation she's dealing with, which is called, the Dublin City Centre Traders Alliance. The members of it are, most of them, are car park owners and operators. It includes the Irish Parking Association, Best Car Parks, Brian Thomas Arnott's, who own car parks themselves. So I think ultimately this isn't a case of like, oh, business are in favour of this or business are against this. I think if you're in the car park business, you want more cars in town. That makes sense for their bottom line. I don't begrudge them advocating it, but I don't think we should design our entire city centre around the needs of such a narrow interest, such as car parks. And I think Eimear Higgins, her intervention is just a bit strange on that front, because it's obvious that if she knew exactly who this organisation she was dealing with was, she'd know they're understandably keen on preserving as many cars in town as possible.
We requested that Eimear Higgins join us on the programme. We put the request in this morning. We were told she was unavailable for interviews. I believe she is doing other interviews, but is not available to the last word for whatever reason. Richard Guiney, I want to go back to you. Are your members giving you any information as to whether they believe sales and jobs are being affected at present because of the existing traffic regulations?
Yeah, look, the footfall, the bottom line is the footfall in the city is not good. We're down 6%, more or less, just under 6% compared to this period last year. And that's obviously a concern. And I think that's obviously given rise to a degree of anxiety amongst the business community. And I think, look, I've said this before, I do think we need to bring people with us on this journey. For example, Capel Street has not been a tremendous success for the business community. There's a lot of practical issues in terms of deliveries, access for things like plumbers and maintenance. And these are the kind of things that really concern businesses. So, for example, in the last number of weeks, we're aware of people in the restaurant trade who are very concerned about getting immediate repairs for fridges and freezers, and obviously if that goes, they're going to lose a lot of stock. So I think there's still a bit of there's still some work I think would be really beneficial in terms of the overall proposals. And I do accept that the evidence is that when you reduce vehicle movements within town centres, that often you do get an increase in footfall and trade. And that's obviously something we all want, but it has to be done right. And I still think there's elements of the plan that could be improved upon. I think there's one or two adjustments that would really make a very big difference and instill a lot of confidence in both the business community and the public. But even just in listening to this conversation, I think people will hear that there is a lot of confusion about what is actually proposed. And I think that communication piece is one that just absolutely has to be got right. I don't think we're in a position to take a chance. And I think, that getting the right communications and all of this is going to be really important. Otherwise, I think we could have unintended consequences.
Okay, and just to go back to finish with you, Michael Page, and a lot of people, when this issue has come up in recent months, have been blaming the Green Party for this, as if it has been a diktat from the Green Party. Can you clarify whose initiative was this? If this was Dublin City Council management, was it voted on by the councillors of the last council before the elections and approved by them? Or was it, as some people have suggested, merely noted and went through in the nod?
I think yes is the answer, that it was voted on. We've had this in a few different ways. I've seen headlines on this too, calling it Eamon Ryan's plan, and that's nonsense. Councillors set targets in the development plan to reduce cars in the city. The council executive went off and designed this plan. They presented the plan to us. They presented it first to the traffic committee, which I'm on. It got near unanimous approval there from the elected members. It's been debated and there's been motions on it twice in the city council trying to defer it, and those motions have been defeated. I've been really happy with this, that this isn't...
And what way did Fine Gael vote?
In favour of it.
So Fine Gael voted in favour of it, but now the junior minister, Emer Higgins, is coming out against it.
But do you know what? I actually think that sometimes that's fine. Local parties and national parties sometimes disagree on their priorities for the city. That's very reasonable. In my dealings with the Fine Gael councillors, I found them mostly very supportive of this, and themselves, along with Fianna Fáil, have signed a document in favour of it. So.
Thank you very much, Councillor Michael Pidgeon of the Green Party, and Richard Guiney, Chief Executive of Dublin Town.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.